Welcome to the Wise Money Show with Garwin and Leanne Lenander of Lenander Financial. If you have questions about long-term care, insurance, investments, or preparing for the next phase of life, contact Gar and Leanne at LenanderAdvisory.com or call them at 651-365-5000. Lenander Financial will help you plan today for a better tomorrow. And now, here are Gar and Leanne Lenander of Lenander Financial.
Welcome to the Wise Money Show. It's Leanne and Garwin Lenander. Again, talking about a timely subject that we run into time after time after time. But before I do that, I got to give the phone numbers. Otherwise, Bob will be in here with a stick. Leanne, give your phone number.
My phone number is 651-365-5000.
And mine is 651-436-3997. I couldn't think. 651-436-3997. First thing I want you to do is, people, the listening audience, I want you to set aside March 14th at the Lake Elmo Inn. We're going to have a little soiree there.
At
2 o'clock. We're going to have Ron Kalibi, who is a portfolio manager for Mars and Powers.
He's been on here before.
He was on here before, mm-hmm. Yes. And we get so many people that don't really understand how an investment company works.
Well, first of all, you better explain that Mears and Power is an investment company in St. Paul, so it's a local company, and that's important to know.
Very important to know. And so he's going to be there. We're going to have a little session. He's going to talk, and then we're going to open up to questions so that people can ask specific questions or general questions.
Tell us again the day.
The day is March 14th.
At 2 p.m.
At 2 p.m. at Lake Elmo at the... Not at the meeting room. But we'll talk about that again.
Okay.
So March 14th, set that aside. It's very interesting, and it's totally different than anything you've probably done. Leanne, one of the things we run into constantly is talking about beneficiaries with people. Why should we do them? Should we do them? Why do we have to do them? Let's just talk about, in general, what is a beneficiary, Leanne?
Well, first of all, when we talk about beneficiaries, we talk about the fact that people are actually doing estate planning. They're planning, if something were to happen to them, what would happen to their estate? There may be a big estate, there may be a small estate, but what would happen to them? Well, and to all of their assets. So consequently, they're setting up a program, and that program is going to say, this is what I want to happen if something happens to me. And that's where beneficiaries come in, because that's where he or she is going to want to have their assets go.
It is a very minor, if that's the right word, estate plan. A very simple estate plan. I die. Where do my assets go? Do I go to my family? Whatever. Now, where can assets go, Leanne?
Well, when you talk about where do the assets go and you look at your beneficiaries, it can go to your relatives. It can go to friends. It can go to charities. It can go to church. It can go to actually where we can look at the fact that it can go into a trust. But then the government can also have a bite of it, too.
And that's the biggest problem that people that talk about is, I have paid taxes all my life. I don't want Uncle Sam to get his fingers on any of it. And I've heard that over and over and over. How do I escape taxes? What's the way to minimize? I don't say you can always escape them, but how do I minimize my taxes? And that's where the beneficiary comes in. So you said a family... friends, relatives, charity. Now, charities are play a very important role in beneficiaries, because if you have a burning desire to reward something, Boy Scouts, Girl Scouts, something like that, a beneficiary can be so beneficial to you, and it might even get you a tax break on that. And, of course, trusts. Now, what's the purpose of a trust, Leanne?
Well, the purpose of a trust is to have assets either be in the trust or move into the trust if something were to happen to you. Then there is someone who manages that trust and someone who takes care of where the money goes. So consequently, a trust is a nice way to go. It could go just with a beneficiary on, just say, a mutual fund. That may not be difficult. But if you have a bigger account or a bigger estate and you put it into a trust, then it can be passed out as time goes on.
So a trust is the dispersal vehicle for probably, I would say, larger amounts of monies that are going to be dispensed down the road. And they do work very well. Now, what happens if you don't do anything? Let's assume that you die and leave a large amount of money, whether it's property or insurance or whatever, mutual funds. What happens to that money? Well, the question is, who's going to get it? And then you have to go to court. And then you have to have a trustee named by the court to dispense the assets. It's going to cost money. It's going to cost a lot of money, probably, if you have a big estate. So that's why you set up a beneficiary. And that's why you always plan what's going to happen. I just talked to a fellow this morning, and one of the questions he asked, he said, when I buy life insurance, what kind of tax bracket is it? And I said, no, life insurance always comes in income tax free. And he kind of paused. He said, I didn't know that. It's just income tax free. Now, Leanne, you have a little story I want you to tell about beneficiaries and property, which was actually stocks of property. I'd like you to tell about that.
Well, this is a situation in which a fellow that I know quite well because I went to school with him had called me and said to me, would you stop by when you come and see your mom and dad? Because my mother just died, and she's given me a bunch of stock certificates. So I went over to see him, and I asked him where the stock certificates were. Well, some were in the bank, some were in the bedroom, some were mixed up in the newspapers, and some were in the kitchen. So there were a lot of these certificates. So I said, well, when did she give them to you? Well, she gave them to me before she died. Not afterwards, but before. So when I looked at the stock certificates, I was a little surprised to see it was a local company in the cities, and it was when this company first started. Consequently, what her cost basis was and what she paid for it at that time versus what it was now when she was gone, it was a gigantic amount of money that would be a horrible tax problem.
No, let's stop there. I was going to say, let's stop there a minute. Yeah, let's stop there 1 minute. She had paid pennies for this stock, and it had split and split and split and split. Now go ahead, Leanne.
Well, consequently, when he looked at what she had paid for it and what the price was now, he never did sell it. Because the tax basis would have been so huge and what he would have had to pay in taxes that consequently what he did was he used it to give to church and to charities, and that was one way he could go ahead and he could give it to where he wanted it to go, but he wouldn't be, you know, have to pay taxes on it. The other thing was he kept some aside and he passed those on to his kids after he would die, because then his cost basis would be what it was when he died. So consequently, the kids could get it, and there wasn't this huge, huge tax situation.
So that's something to always think about. I want to pass property or I want to pass stocks on to my kids. You've got to be very careful about cost basis. Is it, do they get the cost basis when it was bought, or do they get the stepped-up basis when you pass away? Very, very important. And I run into that every once in a while. When somebody says, well, my mother wants to give me this. No, don't let her do it. Wait till she dies and then take it and be happy to take it.
But now, Garland, it's a little bit different with life insurance.
But totally different life insurance. Life insurance always comes in tax-free. Again, always comes in tax-free. Now, it may be part of an estate, and we're not talking estate tax. We're talking income tax. So life insurance always comes in income tax free. Now, the big question then, so what if you've got assets, who's going to get them, and why are you going to give them to them, and how are you going to pass them on to them? Who, when, and why? It's very important. And should you always have a beneficiary? Always, 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 always have a beneficiary. Now, Lynn, how do stocks and mutual funds work?
Well, stocks and mutual funds, they will get the step-up in basis when the person dies. But then when they get passed out, it would depend upon how the beneficiary designation is set up. So consequently, if you are inheriting some money from your father or your mother, and you are the beneficiary on it, and you're not going to get it until after he or she dies, then what often happens is you will set up a new account, you will transfer it from her account or your father's account into the new account, and then if you sell something, you will get a step up in cost basis because it will be your funds at that point in time. And so consequently, the price will be higher. So you have to look very carefully at how you set this up. But quite often, that's what a lot of the wholesalers and the companies will do. They'll say, all right, go from this account and get the death benefit value at that time and move it into your own account. And then when you sell, you won't have such a big profit. So that's a way to look at it, too.
Now, what about an IRA, Leanne? Can you escape taxes on an IRA?
With an IRA, you're going to have to pull out some money, because that was all tax deferred. So there will be some taxes done in that situation.
Even if it's inherited?
If it's inherited, you open up another inherited. Okay, so you have the IRA. You open up an inherited IRA. You move the money from here into the inherited IRA. You will have to take out the minimum distribution, the required minimum distribution, if you were taking money from it. But then it's into your new inherited IRA, and then you have the right to sell it whenever you want.
So, yes, there will be taxes on qualified accounts. Forget Roth. We're not talking Roth. We're talking IRAs, 401Ks, et cetera. There will be taxes due. Leanne, give your phone number one more time.
651-365-5000.
And mine is 651-436-3997. Now, let's just go back one more time. Set aside March 14th, 2 o'clock, at the Lake Elmo Inn. Ron Kalibi, portfolio manager from Mars and Powers, is going to give a little talk about investing, current investing, whatever's happening in the market, and hopefully give some advice. If you've got a friend, you'd like to bring a friend along, more the merrier. We will set in up some times we want to make sure we got enough suites. Because that's the most important thing there, will be that chocolate that they've got. And it's awfully good.
And people will be able to ask questions, too.
And people will be able to ask questions. And Ron said, that's one question I said, will you be open for discussions? He said, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Because that's very important that people get the question. Because you're going to come there with a question, mm-hmm. something you want to talk about, and he may not cover it, so yes. So we'd love to have you give us a question, talk to us. Send a question to the station if you can't get a hold of us, and join us again next week on The Wise Money Show.
Experience counts, now more than ever. When it's time to trust your finances to someone else, experience counts. And Lenander Financial Services are financial professionals who specialize in assisting people just like you with personal finance, investments, retirements, insurance, and long-term care planning. Call Garwin and Leanne Lenander at 651-436-3997. That's 651-436-3997. Lenander Financial Advisory. Experience counts.
Thank you for joining us this morning for The Wise Money Show with Garwin and Leanne Lenander of Lenander Financial on Club 1220 KLVB. If you have questions, comments, or concerns about topics discussed today, or would like to submit questions to be discussed in the show, please contact Wise Money at LenanderAdvisory.com. These shows are also available on podcast at klbbradio.com. Join us again next week at 11:45 a.m. for another edition of of Wise Money with Gar and Leanne Lenander on Club 1220 KLBB.